Chapter 13. As he was leaving the temple, one of his disciples said to him, "Teacher, look what great stones, look what great buildings." And Jesus said to him, "You see these large buildings? Not a single stone will be left on another, which will not be pulled down." And while he was sitting on the Mount of Olives, opposite the temple, Peter, James, John, and Andrew questioned him privately, "Tell us, when will this be? And what will be the sign that all this is about to be accomplished?" Then Jesus began to tell them, "Take care that no one leads you astray. Many will come in my name, saying, 'I am the one,' and they will lead many astray. When you hear of wars and rumors of wars, do not be alarmed. This must happen, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise up against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be earthquakes in various places. There will be famines. This is the beginning of the birth pangs. Take care of yourselves. You will be handed over to councils. You will be beaten in synagogues. And you will be brought before governors and kings because of me, as evidence to them. And the gospel must first be proclaimed to all nations. And when they take you to hand you over, do not worry beforehand about what to say, but say whatever is given you when the time comes, because it will not be you speaking, but the Holy Spirit. Brother will betray brother to death, and a father his child. Children will come forward against their parents and put them to death. You will be hated by all on account of my name, but anyone who endures to the end will be saved. When you see the appalling abomination standing where it should not be, let the reader understand. Then those in Judea must flee to the mountains. Anyone on the housetop should not come down or go inside to collect anything from the house. Anyone in the fields should not turn back to fetch a tunic. Alas for those with child or with babies at the breast, when those days come. Pray that it may not happen in winter. For in those days there will be great distress, unparalleled since the beginning of creation, which God created until now, and such as will surely never be. And if the Lord had not shortened that time, no human being would have survived. But he has shortened the time, for the sake of the elect whom he chose. And if anyone says to you then, 'Look, here is the Messiah,' or 'Look, he is there,' do not believe it. For false messiahs and false prophets will arise and produce signs and portents to deceive the elect, if that were possible. You therefore must take care. I told you everything beforehand. But in those days, after that distress, the sun will be darkened, the moon will not give its light, the stars will be falling out of the sky, and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in clouds with great power and glory. And then he will send the angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the ends of the world to the ends of heaven. From the fig tree, learn a parable. As soon as its twigs grow supple and it puts out leaves, you know that summer is near. So with you, when you see these things happening, know that it is near, at the gates. Amen, I say to you, this generation will not pass away before all these things take place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But as for that day or hour, nobody knows it, neither the angels in heaven, nor the Son, no one but the Father. Take care, stay awake, because you never know when the time will come. It is like a man traveling abroad, leaving his home, and putting his servants in charge, each with his own work to do, and he has told the doorkeeper to stay awake. So stay awake, because you do not know when the master of the house is coming. Evening, midnight, cockcrow, or dawn. When he comes unexpectedly, he must not find you asleep. And what I say to you, I say to all, stay awake."